Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The measles outbreak in Williamsburg has now led to a public health emergency. Mayor de Blasio has ordered people exposed to the virus to get vaccinated or face fines. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is on our newsline. Thane, does the mayor have the legal authority to do this, to order people to be vaccinated?
Well, generally speaking, Steve, not unlike in the federal matter dealing with immigration, the chief executive, the chief authority of a government has the right to declare an emergency. In this case, it would be a public health emergency. So generally speaking, the answer is yes. On the other hand, individuals have a First Amendment right under the Freedom of Religion Clause to be able to exercise their religion. So if they have a religious objection, that's the one constitutional question that is presented here. But generally speaking, it has to do with contagiousness of these diseases. It may be true that the state can't force you to take chemotherapy if you have cancer, but it might be able to force you to take to become vaccinated because your failure to do so places the rest of us in danger.
How strong is the First Amendment religious freedom argument here?
It's very strong. This is if there is a legal fight, that's where it's going to come down to. There's also an ethical, medical ethics question, Steve, the question of informed consent. Generally speaking, you can't be required to submit to a medical procedure unless you consent to it. But again, it's the contagious nature that makes this very different. And it's really where the clash of principles, it's almost like a clash between the executive branch and the judicial branch. So the First Amendment gives you a right to exercise your religious freedom, but it may not be able to do so if it places the rest of us in jeopardy.
Quickly, before we let you go, do you see this ending up in court?
I do, and I'll tell you why. The anti-vaccination sphere has grown exponentially all around the country, and they're fighting these cases out. The medical research is clear that vaccinations don't cause injury, but that's not how it's being presented, and it's being couched nowadays. The anti-vaccine issue is being couched in religious terms, and we're dealing with Williamsburg now. And Williamsburg, at least on Lee Avenue, as we all know, is a religious enclave.
All right. Thank you, Thane. That's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.